Christelle from Belgium, part of CASAP. I just have a very maybe old-fashioned question, but when I look at how to integrate more people in the dynamics of having this community support to agriculture, I'm facing many problems with, for example, people that don't have any internet connection at all. So when you are, and maybe also people that don't have any time to spend all time on Facebook, I'm thinking about people working hard on the field all day and maybe don't want to be chatting on this. So I'm just wondering whether we speak a lot about Facebook, we speak a lot about Twitter, but what about other media that would be... it's just an open question. But for me, for example, if I want to make it more available to people that don't have internet at home, simply I feel many difficulties, then other means would be present just physically and meet people.
I'll just answer that in one word. You're absolutely right, but those are things that you're doing anyway on the ground. But once you go up to a different level, you can pass it on to these people. You can be the hub and the relay point if you go on internet. But you need to get the information that you're going to pass on to other people from somewhere. But the essential thing is what's going on the ground, face to face, between consumers and between producers and consumers. And I'm not taking away from that for one minute. I'm just saying it's another level, but the people like you are the essential relay.
Hello, my name is Laura. I'm also from the GESEP. So I'm representing the GESEP, but I also work for IFOM. I work for the European Representation for Organic Agriculture. So I don't represent anybody here at this meeting, but I would like to... I don't want to open the organic, non-organic debate whatsoever, but I would like to invite people to consider the organic movement as an ally rather than an enemy, because I think there's a lot of European work that's being done at that level. And for example... My organization was working a lot with Via Campesina on the CAP. So instead of positioning ourselves against organic and the problems that there are with organic, which is a real problem, there are also a lot of good initiatives and ways to bring organic forward. And I think actually movements like ours can help move the organic movement in the right direction more. So I would like to say that's another ally possibility.
Urgency is a member of IFOAM. I would like to say it. We took a decision at the level of the Urgency International Committee because IFOAM wanted us to integrate as a self-organized member, which would have taken away our status as a social movement, we decided. So we are members of IFOAM. IFOAM has worked with the agroecological movement in Latin America, with the social movements, and I think that behind what you're saying is the very important point that we need to work with those allies who we can work with on those points where we can achieve positive results, be it with Semence Paysanne on seeds, be it with other people on the commons, such as water, because water is another huge issue that is going to be coming up in the next, increasingly, including supporting the anti-fracking lobby, including supporting the anti-GMO lobby. These are very political issues, and where I have not posted a great deal on our site because I haven't got the green light to do so. If I'm given the green light to do so, we can also share some of that information on our site. I very deliberately have avoided doing it because that was not the mandate that I had for posting. But I think that, you know, we do need to have a joined-up movement and join the dots between the different social movements, and that is what we are trying to do.